Welcome to Life Sciences and Science Life, a science podcast of the University of Vienna's Doctoral School of Pharmaceutical, Nutritional and Sport Sciences.
Our team of PhD candidates, along with various experts in the field, talk about current advances in science while exploring the challenges and triumphs of PhD life. Hi, Agnes. Welcome to another episode of Life Sciences and Science Life. Today we have Agnes, who is going to talk to us a little bit about the PhD afterlife. So the first and most important question, was it worth to do a PhD?
Sarah, this is a very, very good question. And I can clearly answer that question with yes, it was definitely worth to do a PhD. Doing a PhD is about personal growth as a researcher and to become independent as a researcher. And this is the way you become an independent researcher when you finish your PhD. The thing is, I don't know if doing a PhD is paid off, is really worth it when it comes to financial situation, because when you do a PhD, you most of the time get paid part-time, like 20 or 30 hours, and you work full-time. So there is a loss of money for at least 3 or 4 years in your life. And this is actually, these are years that you could spend in a company and build your career and do the next career steps, which you're missing. So from the personal and researcher's point of view, definitely yes. But from the financial point of view, I don't know yet because I finished my PhD just 10 months ago.
Yeah, that's very early. But do you think that the name of the place where you do your PhD is really important?
I think what's more important is what you do in your research or your research field and whom you work with whom you interact with, rather than the name or place where you work. I mean, I'm pretty sure that there is a lot of prestige when it comes to certain institutions. But I have to say that at least here in Austria, or I don't know in other countries, but at least here in Austria, I think that this is not so important like in other countries, I think. It's yeah. More like what your research field is about, what you have learned, and what kind of publications you have put out there to other researchers to read.
And I think the University of Vienna by itself has a prestigious name.
Definitely.
Like, by itself. So I think that's an advantage. I'm going to graduate in a year, more or less. I want to ask you, how soon in advance before I graduate should I start looking for a job?
That's very difficult to answer because soon as you're aware of that you're graduating already, you start to feel a little bit panicky that
stress is that you, growing.
Yeah, that you have have to find something to make money for a living. So these are existential questions, in my opinion. And but on the other hand, it's very, very difficult to start to look for a job while you're finishing your PhD, because all your effort goes into finishing a project, writing up the last papers, analyzing the last the data that you have gathered or produced over the years, over the course of your PhD. So honestly, I mean, I think that most PhD students start to look at jobs or at the job market in the last year, but you will not find enough time to focus your energy on that. So I think if you're not lucky enough that you've met somebody who offered you a position as a postdoc during the many conferences, hopefully, that you have attended or through collaborations, then it can happen that you finish your PhD and you stay maybe unemployed for a while you're looking for a new job. So it's very, very difficult to say.
Yeah, I can imagine. Fortunately, exist in Austria. I'm not very familiar with it, but you can have unemployment money, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot, but at least it's something while you look for a job. So that's a little bit of light after finishing the PhD. I have another question. Where do you actually look for jobs?
Well, I think like most of us, we would start to look for a job on the internet.
Yeah.
You know your skills, you know how you improved and how you developed over the last couple of years. You know what you can, what you can't do, but you also kind of know what you can learn by looking at job descriptions. But another very, very important thing is connect with people. Connect with people inside the university, in the academic field, but also outside. So try to get out of your comfort zone and talk to people about your ambitions. It depends on where you want to go. Do you want to stay in academia or do you want to go into industry? And start it early because it takes time to connect with people. It takes yes. time to get to know where the interesting positions are, where people are looking for new graduates. Yeah. So there are many, many options to look for jobs after the PhD.
Do you think LinkedIn is a good tool for that?
I personally think that LinkedIn is kind of interesting because you even there, this is a good platform to interact with researchers or also people from industry. Yes, sometimes it depends on your skills. If you have skills that are high in demand, then LinkedIn might be definitely something that might be useful and maybe you will be contacted by a headhunter. But I think, honestly, I think LinkedIn is not the solution for finding a job. This is really something you have to do actively from your own...
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, from your own drive. And yeah, LinkedIn might be a helpful tool. It depends on your skills.
And you mentioned that doing a PhD is not really financially very rewarding. However, when you finish a PhD, what is an appropriate salary? How much should a graduate expect to earn, like in your experience?
Well, it depends on what you want to achieve, which position. It depends on your skills, what people are willing to pay. And what I want to say is that when you enter a new job, you cannot expect too high salaries. A PhD student, I think, earns around 2,000 to 2,200 euros per month. I don't know. I think this is the range for a 30-hour position, which is very common at the University of Vienna. A postdoc earns full-time, I think, 3,000 euros approximately netto. And I think that the entry salary can range something between that. Amount of money per
okay.
month.
Okay, that's very, very good to know. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. And I want to ask you something a little bit more personal. When you are accepting a job offer, would you prioritize working conditions or research topic?
Honestly, it has to be a good mixture of both.
Okay.
Because I cannot, I don't think that I would be happy in an environment where all the people are very easygoing and friendly, but I have the feeling that I'm not developing or I cannot do research that is meaningful or which has no impact. So I think that a mixture of both would be ideal if it's possible.
Yes.
On the other hand, just focusing on research and not looking at these social aspects of work, the interactions with colleagues is also not the way to go, I think.
And talking about research, if you have multiple offers, how do you choose between potential projects?
Do you mean offers for jobs or do you mean projects?
Like different projects. For example, if you want to do a postdoc position, you have different different opportunities, different projects. How do you choose between them?
There are several factors that influences a person's choice or decision. For example, what is the private situation of a person? Are there family members already, children? Or are you a person who is very flexible, who can move and change country? It depends on these questions. For me, from my perspective, I have a family, I have children. So for me, it is much more difficult to move for an interesting project. So there are other factors that I have to consider when yeah. I look into the research opportunities that I have. So if I just can recommend if you are free and you have no other responsibilities except your own life, which is also a very big responsibility to deal
yes.
with that, then try to be as much as flexible, try to go to the best places, try to meet the most interesting researchers and try to get into the best projects. Just really try to fight or not fight, but really try to get the best out for yourself.
And for our listeners that are not part of the University of Vienna, but would like to be in the future or for curious people, what are the chances to stay at the University of Vienna as a postdoc?
The chances of staying at the University of Vienna really depend on those questions. If you have your own funding or you get a position, a faculty position. And these are pretty rare, yes. I have to say, and very difficult to get.
Yeah, I think in academia, one factor that not a lot of people mention is luck. You have
exactly.
to be lucky.
You have to be lucky. You have to know maybe the right person. You have to meet the right person at the
and
right time.
At the right time, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, to stay at the University of Vienna.
This is academia life, but are you considering also industry or are there other options right there?
For me personally, I'm a researcher who really likes to stay in academia. And I also enjoyed working with students and giving lectures and that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. I would really like to continue that work. If it's only at the University of Vienna or at another institutions, I don't know. I'm really open to that. But I would really like to stay in these academic fields and working with students and doing research.
Thank you so much, Agnes, for giving us our insight of the light at the end of the tunnel. I think it was really useful. And at least for me, a person that's going to graduate in a year, it's really useful. And thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. That's it for this episode of Life Sciences and Science Life. We are your hosts, Sarah
and Agnes. Tune in next month for more intriguing science topics, relatable PhD experiences, and experts' contributions on how to navigate the career path of a young scientist.
The next episode will be about industry and academia, a Marie Curie fellow perspective with Vincenzo.
This is a podcast of the University of Vienna's Doctoral School of Pharmaceutical, Nutritional, and Sports Sciences.
Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn.
Thank you for listening. See you next time.